becoming a showplace more glittering than Pickfair. Lloyd's great success had done more to make the Roach Studio the largest and busiest comedy factory in Hollywood than anything else. The earnings from his films had allowed Roach to expand in several directions at once. In 1922, he had launched the Our Gang series, which had become so popular so quickly that Roach could nearly forgive Lloyd for his defection. There is some evidence that Roach actually encouraged Lloyd in his decision, out of his profound regard for the man and for what he had done to build the studio. Pathé was to become the first distributor of the Lloyd independent features, the first being Girl Shy, released in 1923. They were, of course, distributing the Roach films at that time. Upon Lloyd's departure, Roach signed up the Ziegfeld lariat-spinning homespun comedian Will Rogers for two series of 12 films each, and he beckoned to Stan once again, offering him more than Bronco Billy could possibly afford, $175 a week. Bronco Billy Anderson, the man more responsible than anyone else for bringing Stan back from the edge of the abyss and launching him, finally as a bookable screen comedian, was unable to keep his fledgling company going and retired from films, becoming anonymous Max Aronson again, slipping back into the obscurity from which he had drifted with The Great Train Robbery. Previously having discounted Stan's Look of a Blind Man, panchromatic film had been discovered for one thing, Roach now shot two series of 12 films starring Stan, their production extending over a period of 17 months. They were all gag comedies and one-reelers. Under Two Jags, Gas and Air, Short Orders, Oranges and Lemons, and The Soilers. But Stan, charged with the adrenaline of the prospect of sustained success, kept the wit bubbling throughout. In 1923, Stan was sent to Catalina Island with cameraman George Stevens, exactly a decade before Stevens' debut as a director of comedy with The Coens and Kellys in Trouble, and 12 years before his dramatic classic with Katharine Hepburn, Alice Adams, director Ralph Seeder, and chief grip Byron Bones Vreeland to do a one-reeler entitled Roughest Africa. They had no story, only a vague character, a big game hunter, Stan, and certainly the wrong location, but Roach was convinced that he could find or duplicate any location in the world in Southern California. The desert between the city and Palm Springs became his Sahara, Laurel Canyon his Scotland, the streets of Los Angeles his Chicago, and rear projection, actual footage of Switzerland or Spain, for example, projected behind the live actors,